The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken.
Hello, are you there?
Thank you for tuning in. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
You can hear me now.
We can hear you beautifully.
Beautiful. Thank you. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Sorry about that. A little bit of mix-up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. We're going to get this figured out. We're on track. Don't worry. We're here to wake you, raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want to let you realize that you are the greatest that ever lives. We want you to know that there's more to you than your life. We wake you up to a higher level to make you understand that you are the one that is in charge. You get to pick where you want to be. You get to choose how to live your life. Nobody can tell you the purpose that you serve. You are the only one that will ever know that, because you designed it by yourself, for you. Wake up, everyone, and welcome to reality. We talk about spirituality all the time. We talk about raising you up to the higher level of consciousness. We talk about getting you to live the best life that is possible for you to live. Wake up and welcome to the Barrington Show. We talked briefly last week a little bit about a gentleman that called in, and he was curious as to why would a child come here for such a short visit, meaning that he would, Ryan was his name, meaning that he would come in and after a short while would pass on. And I said, because the question had come in very close to the end of the show, I said I would address it this week, and I am doing such. So, actually, let me just congratulate everybody out there first who's doing the Caravana Parade. I didn't mention that. It's Caravana Weekend here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And it's our celebration where we have a West Indian celebration. Actually, now it's quite diverse. It's a big group. Millions of people show up, I believe. And you'll have a great time dancing in the streets and looking at the beauty of the Caribbean culture, I suggest. So, if you are in town, it's on all weekend. Check it out. If you haven't been, you should, because it's a lot of fun. I didn't make it this year because I'm very busy this weekend. However, it is there, Caravana Weekend. Happy Caravana Holiday Weekend to everybody who's in Canada. And if you didn't know what it's all about, I just described it. So it's happening right now. And I forgot to mention that it's going to be here the whole weekend. So if you're in the mood to go down and have some really good cultural mix, this is the time to do it. Ryan had asked, why do children, and I know I'm jumping all over the place because I am, why is it when a child comes into this world, they pass on so soon? Some do. And we had that question that came in very close to the end of the show, and I wanted to give a more detailed answer, and I don't know if I was accurate with what I had to say last time. So let me take another stab at it. A person, a living being, a spirit, a soul comes to this world, and we come in as a spirit, and we consume or get a body while we're here in the process of what we call getting, you know, having a baby. But it's your mixed body physically with the spiritual soul that's within you. That is the life. The soul itself is the life that makes the body work. Like the engine that makes the car run, or the driver that operates the vehicle. The soul is what makes the body run, the spirit, the life. And it's the guide. It's you driving the car. You being in the driver's seat of the car, you are in control of that vehicle, and you maneuver it anywhere you want to. That's the purpose of this, that goes through your body and the spiritual self. It exists within you. Now, the question specifically asks, why would someone come here for such a short visit? Well, the reason we're here is to serve a purpose. We've come to experience the physicality of life and be able to touch things, and we want to know the human experience. There is our purpose, and some of us has a message to deliver to teach others how to live and guide throughout life. When you come to fulfill this task, this purpose, no one is aware of what it is except for you, because you created it for yourself. Nobody can tell you that you are here to be the breakdancer or the ballet dancer or the musician. You would be the only one that would know that purpose for yourself. And usually you could reflect on your younger days when you wanted to be or do something, the very young part of your life. That's probably you talking about your purpose. And of course, we, society, guides you in a different direction and tell you that's a bad idea or it's no good. And, you know, we kind of take you off your path. However, you have this purpose. Sometimes that purpose could take a very long time for A, you acknowledge it, and B, to accomplish it. So if you were supposed to be a great grandma, guess what? It's not going to happen, you know, until a certain age of time, length of time that has passed. If it was to be a child star, yeah, it's going to happen right away, because of course this happens, hence the word child. So to be able to find this purpose, you have to know who you are. You must know who you are and able to know what this purpose is. So if, for example, you had to come to give a message to a parent or a group of people in a very small way, not necessarily in a verbal manner, because you might not even be able to speak, but by just your actions or something, you have something to teach that person or people or that culture. If that's the case, your message has been delivered, your purpose has been fulfilled, and now you could go back to your, what I call, home. And that would explain why our duration here is so different. Some are very quick, and others will ride the pine forever. So it seems. But because we don't know what that purpose is, we also don't know the length of time that we need to be here to deliver, to take care of, or just to observe. Whatever you're coming to do, we do not know the length of time. What I do know is that we have the ability to say, you know what, I've had enough. I want to go home. I want to leave. And I don't mean in the morbid manners that we're quite familiar with, nor do I believe in mercy death or killing. But I do believe that we have the ability to go home when we're ready to go home. A child will come here, and based on that person's purpose or message that needs to be delivered, it'll determine how long that person will be here. And there's absolutely no way of knowing what duration of time that's going to be, because we don't know what the purpose is. I hope I answered that well, because I had thought about it all week. And I wanted you to understand that just because we're here for a minute or 10 minutes or 10 years or 10 days, it doesn't mean that we didn't come to do what we're supposed to do. And that message could have been for the parents, or for the siblings, or for anybody. But some lesson is being taught. Something is being transferred. A teaching is happening. So this is how. This explains a lot as to why the person will have variable times in their visit here. They won't necessarily be here for a long time, or they'll be here for a very long time. Everything that happens will happen for a reason. There are no coincidences, and I've said that on many, many of our shows. So when something happens, like a child will pass away, don't assume it's the bad. Of course, we're here, we miss him, we don't want him to go, he's brand new, or she is brand new, and so. But if it was meant to be, it is going to be. It is what it is. And we bend ourselves out of shape in trying to fix certain laws or fix certain things that cannot be addressed. We have no way of controlling these things that we can't physically be a part of. So we have to accept the fact that certain things are just the way they are. And by trying to fix it, you're going to make yourself, drive yourself crazy. Like, for example, if you wanted to go outside in the cold, you can't really change the cold. You just have to dress accordingly. It is what it is. If you wanted to go out into the rain, you can't stop the rain. So you just have to accept it and dress accordingly. It is what it is. Certain things happen throughout our lives, and we do have to realize it is what it is. And in doing so, we have to learn that our existence here is amazing. It's a blessing. It's an honor to have this opportunity to become a human being, to experience this life. It is an honor. If there was somebody up there, would stand up and bow or bend down, just bow, you know, but it is an honor to have this experience. However, it is temporal. It is borrowed time. You will have to pay the piper once you've done the dancing. So, having said that, is this existence is temporal. And the joy about, first of all, realizing it, that it's temporal, it's going to end soon, sometime. I didn't say soon, but it's going to end. The idea of it all is to get the best from it as you possibly can. There's no waiting for tomorrow. Is to get the best from it as you possibly can, because this conveyor belt will inevitably come to an end, the rotation of it. So coming here is an honor, it's a blessing. And now that you're here, you have to learn how to live according to the rules of spiritual guidance for you to experience the greatest thing of being here. The greatest thing of being here, and count your blessings. Be very thankful that you've had this opportunity to live and have this experience. Do not let it slip away. Do not throw it away. And I'm not being judgmental by that, simply because I don't know what the purpose you've come to fulfill. If it was to sit in the jail and see what it's like to be in there my entire life, well, you had that choice, and good luck in what you're doing it. You know, and I don't mean the physical, I don't only mean the physical jail, it could also be the mental jail that we create for ourselves. Wake up is what we talk about. Just wake up and experience everything that you possibly can in the duration or the time that's been allotted to you. And do not be wasting your time fighting with somebody, arguing with somebody, chasing something that's behind you, upset with anyone. Do not allow yourself to be taken advantage of. It's your duty to protect you, but it's also common sense to realize that you have to let the things go that you have no control over, like the events of yesterday or the days of past. I've said this on, we have to learn to be alive. We have to learn to experience all of life. And the hardest part about it is we must accept the fact, as I've said before, forgiveth our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. And it allows us, it ends there, it allows us to experience the best part of life by not carrying unnecessary baggages, luggage. You can't go jogging with a 50-pound rock on your head and be successful. I don't think you can. Wake up. Wake up to your reality. Having this life to live is fantastic. It, if it's not going down the path that you want it to go down, the great thing is you have the ability to change it, to shift it, to turn it around, flip it around, work at it from a different angle. When something negative happened in your life, who told you to label it? It is an event. It happened. If you label it, it'll be more detrimental, in my opinion. I said that because a friend of mine was telling me earlier that the divorce experience that I was going through was horrible. It was bad. And I said, I didn't realize it was bad. I was just living my life at this moment because I was not labeling it. I'm enduring what's happening right now, deal with it, knowing full well this too will pass. It is not going to be the way it is going to be for the remainder of my time. It is going to change. So not preparing yourself for anything, just relax, realize you're in rough waters, but live the best life you can within those situations until the situation changes itself. Do not allow yourself to take the path of wanting to escape, because you would have missed the lesson. You'll miss the lesson that you're supposed to get by wanting to escape. And please, you understand, escaping routes always lead to bad places. Always. Because you're trying to avoid something by creating something else. And the avoidance of the something is going to be there when you come back from your escape. So let's just deal with it. Don't escape. Stay focused and stay with the prize in hand, that this too shall pass. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. An honor to be here. We try hard to get through our everyday move. And I realize a lot of the time that, you know, I've said earlier that I don't label the situation. I just experience it for what it is, knowing full well I can't change it. I can't change the cold weather. I could move out of its way. I could go into a different path, or I could get some really warm jackets and deal with it. But you can't change it. It is what it is. As tangible as life could possibly get, you can't change certain things. Wake up is what I say. Wake up, everybody. Connect yourself to the spiritual way, the spiritual life, spiritual gift, the benefit that you have, the fortune you have of being here. If you're in a very negative place, it's always important to talk about it. And I know sometimes it gets embarrassing, sometimes it gets painful, or the worst case scenario is you talk to somebody who you thought was a friend and they betray you, so they double in the hurt. However, it is important that you talk about it. The same friend was telling me that she was very thankful or realized how fortunate it was that I was willing to talk about the bad space that I was in. My willingness to talk about it, because you have to get it out. You cannot hold it. You can't hold your fart for too long. And you know what could happen if you try to. So let's not. You can't hold it in. You must release it, because internalizing it could cause other damages and could allow you to go in a different direction. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, I'm simply talking about whenever you're going through rough times or tough times or whatever it is, be willing to talk about it. Be willing to talk about it. You have to let it out there. regardless of what others say. But let me give you a bit of advice. Do not be very mindful of the people you're telling these things to, because others, though they will say they're friends with you, you question whether or not if they even understand what that word means. And that's ignorant. Anyway, so you have to be willing to put it out there. I had said earlier this week that we could possibly create this place for people who just want to say what they have to say. And I haven't worked out the details of it yet, but it's an opportunity for you. Just sometimes it's easier just to say it out, get it out. And it's all because of who we are, private secret stuff that nobody will ever need to know. But this is my spiritual word, and this is what we say. It's really hard for a lot of people to understand that, because we all live in this world of not trusting or believing in anyone. But my philosophy has always been, and you can hold me to this, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. We're going to talk about that Facebook thing in a little bit. I'm working on the details of it. I think it's a really good idea if you just need to get it off your chest. Just need to get it off your chest. I don't know. You don't have to participate if you're uncomfortable, but this is what we say. Sometimes it's important just to get it off the chest, because it alleviates the stress at times. And you don't have to fall victim to whatever else comes with that bad idea. Thank you. I didn't even say welcome, everybody. Welcome home. I forgot all of that about that part. I was moving really aggressive to get to this information, because it is always important, and I was moving towards it. I forgot. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Do we have any emails there, sir?
We have some emails, and as Barrington says, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Kim wrote in, and all she said was, "Barrington, happy Carabana Day." That's from Kim. Thank you, Kim. Sean says, "Wow, an interesting topic that you touched on for 1 second. Mercy death, or what we call assisted suicide. I believe that's what you were talking about. I am against that. However, how do we know unless we're really put in that position? If we're in severe pain and medication per se is not even helping us and the doctor can let us go, will people do that? I'm against it. However, I can see their point." That's from Sean. And lastly, Abby writes in, and Abby says, "My purpose in life has changed so many times with different careers and different relationships and different moves. How do I know when I find the right one finally?" That's Abby. And back to you.
Then you'll stop all the moving and changing the career and all this, because you have something now more important to focus on. I don't know you. I don't know what it's all about. This is speaking about Abby's email. But we don't have to search. If we were connected to our spiritual existence, we would not have to search. It would come to you. You'd walk into it. You'll bump into it. Based on what was given to us when we were young and growing up, or baby at home being taken care of by parents or whoever did the caregiving, we lose our focus and tend to forget where we're supposed to be in what we're supposed to be doing when you talk about purposes and whatnot. Now, when you get to a certain age in life, we seek. Everybody is seeking. And what you're actually doing is you're putting that feeler out there to connect yourself to something. Somebody may tell you some force will come from heaven and take care of you and blah, blah, blah. Others will say there's no such thing. But the thing is, we all go through something of searching, and we feel and we connect. If you are looking, seek and you shall find. If you're looking for something, you will find it. If you're connecting yourself to something that you consider is truth, please, I beg you, challenge it. Just to make sure you're connected to the right source, which is the spiritual realm, which is a spiritual way of life. It's like searching for the ocean. You will find a river or two, a lake, you know, a pond, something. But searching for the ocean is the ocean and is there. Find it. And when you get to that lake, you will still see that you're not fully content. You still want to find more. Searching for something. We all seek. I say all this to say you may not know what your purpose is right now, but it'll come to you. Get on your path to spiritual existence and know as much about spirituality as you possibly can. And it's opening the doors. You will be connected spiritually to all that there is, all the questions, all the answers. And of course, if you know all the answers, then you don't have to be searching for anything. And you will by far know your purpose. Kim, thank you very much for that caravan wish. Thank you very much, and same to you. For everybody who live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, or near surrounding, actually people come from all around the world, but happy Carabana Day to all of you as well, and go check it out if it's a lot of fun. When we were kids, we were loving it because we get to go to the parade and jump up all day until you get exhausted and go home with sore feet, but it was a lot of fun in doing that, and then you get older as a teenager, now you can actually participate in the parties, and it was a lot of fun, so check it out. Happy Carabana. Thank you very much for that, Kim. So, Sean, how do I approach this from the spiritual world? I don't want to say yay or nay, because when we physically see somebody and they're suffering or they seem to be having a very bad time, we, some of us as human beings, want to help to the best of our abilities to go in and try to help or alleviate that pain from that person or whatever, the discomfort. So where I, and Rizna's chuckle, why I was chuckling is because where I stand in all of this is I accept life as it is. It is what it is. If I were that person laying down in excruciating pain and I needed help, you damn right, I hope I had enough strength to go get it for myself to aid that pain, because it's survival and this is what we do. On the outside of it, it's really hard for me to accept the fact that we can interrupt with another life. And I'm just saying that it's really difficult for me to accept that we can actually interrupt another life, not knowing anything about it, based on our own conclusion. When we were raising young children, we saw our kids do some crazy things and we try to correct them. And then they grew up in life and we try to yank them towards our views and our values and our way, because we're human natures, human beings. That's what we do. But we also know that it's difficult. And this is why this whole topic of am I on board, am I not on board about mercy killing and mercy death. Sorry, that came out. Mercy death. Do we know well enough about that person? And it's not a topic I'm willing to open, by the way. It's here and I'm addressing it right as it speaks. It's not what our show is about. But this one, I just thought I'd just throw it in there because it mentions passing and other life and so on and death. However, this is not what our show's about. We talk about spirituality and usually about less morbid things than what we see as dying. However, this question was thrown out there by Sean, and I would like to say that I don't understand it well enough to know that I want to participate in the final end of it. I don't know it. I know the situation. I hear it on the news. I know what it's all about, but I don't know enough about the person's life. What I do know from my part, I don't think we have the ability, or should have the ability, to intervene in another person's life. This is their purpose. This is what they're doing. We don't know how it plays out, and they do. We all look at certain events in our lives, and we call it whatever we want, joy, pain, suffering. And I always challenge those and say, what does that really mean? And do you understand? Are you just labeling it for you, saying, to me, it looks as if you're suffering? Or to others, or my friends, my neighbors. But is it really? And how do you know? That's a very touchy topic there. But thank you for that anyways. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. There's a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gets you to what you're, the path that you're supposed to be on to get to the true understanding of spirituality and the true understanding of a fulfilled life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. You can reach us at awaken@1308@gmail.com. That's our address. I sit by the computer every now and again, and I try to answer a lot of the questions or a lot of the feedback to you emailing us. And like I said, we're trying to set up, implement this method as if you wanted to say something, you just need to get it off your chest. We're working on creating it. So apparently Facebook has a group already and we're part of that group. So I'm trying to look at the best way to create something to give you that outlet if it's not available for you. Because I do understand it's not available to everyone. And if you have the ability to just get it off your chest, get it out of the way, it may alleviate that pressure or whatever it is. Sometimes, like I said, when I was going through something, it was important for me to vent it out, get it out. Not so much, and a great listening partner won't have an input other than, yeah, let me get you another beer, man, you know, or let me get you a coffee. They will just be the sound box. And that's because all you're trying to do is to get it out. You can't invite that person in to hold them down while you throw the punches. It's unfair to everyone. But if you just needed an opportunity to say, I want to get it out there, that would be the perfect opportunity. So we're working on that. We're trying to create that. And if you wanted to check it out, like I said, you could send us information. You could be a part of it. Listen to the show. And again, don't forget, this show is repeated on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. at the same place, just a different time, same content. So we invite you to come check out our Thursday afternoon shows, and you will enjoy them because you love the Sunday ones. But this is what we're talking about, working on different things all the time. You know how to contact us. And thanks to everybody for being a part of this Barrington Awaken experience. I hope you go into the spiritual world. I hope that you step on it and understand the better way to live, easier way to live, a way that you never thought would be possible to live and be happy. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain once you connect yourself spiritually to the world that provided and created you. So you tap into it so you can understand the functionality of it, how it should work, and how you'd get it. You'd understand it. It's not weird. It's not creepy. It is what it is. The instructions has been given to you, but the unfortunate thing, they did not deliver the instruction in a side bag taped together saying important instructions on it. No, you didn't get that. They came within. You're fully equipped. The instructions did come with you. They're within you. You need to get inside. Find those instructions, please read and study them and live accordingly, simply because it is the way. It is what it is. And if you don't allow yourself to do it, you might be missing out on something fantastic. We're not selling you anything. We're not lowering you into anything. We're saying open up the mind and connect yourself to all that there is and appreciate the fact that you are the universe. Just a small mini part of it, but you are the universe. And you are as big, you are as important as everybody else that walks this planet, not lesser. Equally, you're not greater. You're just not practicing the same skill set that other person is. And I would always say, you know, I wish I could play basketball like Michael Jordan. A lot of people wish they could play basketball like Michael Jordan, but it's his passion. It's his desire. Is it his purpose? I have no way of knowing. But he made an amazing thing of it, and he loved it so much that he made it work out in his favor. It takes great help that he was built for the job as well. But his desire towards it is what took him there, the love or the passion. Same thing is within you. When you find that one thing that you truly, truly love, Let's see what happens if you devote a lot of time, if you have the time, to creating it. If you could see it in the distance and you focus on it, you're lowering, shortening the gap between the walk you have to take and the gap that that item that you see is coming towards you. So reach out and meet somewhere. Wake up. All that you want in life is instructions is within you. Please don't wait till it's too late to read them. You may say you missed this turn. You may be in a place where you can't move. You're restricted. All things are reversible. All things can be reversed. Wake up to your own spirituality. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to living the way you're supposed to live. I talked about briefly, and I wanted to say a little bit about the meditation, the journey towards spirituality, the confidence and everything that will come with it. But I could say that a little bit later. We're talking about everybody goes through bad times. Everybody goes through some hard times. Everybody feeling high or lows at time. And sometimes, often enough, it seems like it's just the lows that you're experiencing. There's good relations and bad relations. When things go good, you embrace it. And you know, when things are going great with you, embrace yourself, because the changes will come. Something will happen, because human natures, we go through things. Okay? We go through things. And people, if you're going through a bad time right now, please be mindful that it's not the way it's going to be for the rest of the time. You have to understand. You have to be mindful that it's only the moment that you're dealing with it. We don't know the duration of the time, the length of the time. We don't know the cause of the issues, but we do know that this too will pass. You can't hold on to any of it. Just enjoy the ride. You can't hold on to the anger of it, because it will cause you pain. The frustration. All these things. Just from experiencing like a milestone change in your life. Like a huge separation or a divorce or a death of a rebirth of a loved one. Or whatever the case may be that could put you off your mark. You must always be mindful that it's temporarily bad. The best is yet to come. And please appreciate the fact that the glass is always half full, and live your life that way. It's always half full. There's got to be a light at the end of your tunnel, because that light symbolizes move and growth and hope. There's always hope. You're never alone. And there's always hope. So because of these things, and we are then placed into areas where we go through bad moments and good moments, we have to be mindful that it's a part of the journey. It's a part of the journey. And like I said earlier, if you did the dance to the music, you have to turn around and pay the piper, because you were having fun at one point, and now there's a consequence to all of it. There's something. You have to accept the good and the bad, because it's all a part of the package. Because we go through bad times, you have to brace yourself to stand up and know that there's always hope, and you're never alone. It may be bad now, but please just understand it's only now. Inevitably, it changes. The sun will shine and the clouds are moved away. And this is not just in a physical manner. I'm talking about if you're in a bad place emotionally or whatever it is, if you're on substance, there's always a way to allow yourself to come back to a place that you're more comfortable with. But it takes great effort. But do not throw in the stick. Do not give up, not even for a second, because there's always, always, and there will always be hope. be hope. And this is what I was saying earlier about talking to, getting, if you're in a bad place, getting it out there. If you're in a good place, get it out there. Share the joy, spread the wealth, whatever you want to call it. Be mindful, I say those, to those that you are telling your stuff to, because some people, and I said it earlier, they don't even understand the meaning of what it means like to be supportive, but that's okay. Forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us, and just move on. But you've got to be careful down the road of the wolf wearing the sheep's clothing. So you have to be mindful. And you don't know, you cannot leave the fox to guard the chickens. So you have to be wise. So I say all that to say this, you have to allow yourself an opportunity to vent, but in the midst of venting, be mindful of where and to whom you're venting to. That's all I'm saying in a nutshell. You know, and you have to come and tell your story, because we want to hear your stories. And if it is okay by you, others will hear it. And your situation, whatever it may be, is not unique to the world in the sense that it doesn't happen. I want to tell a story about this man that was on his way to heaven, and he was complaining to the guy. If there is a such place, work with me on this. There's a guy who says, why do you give me the heaviest load to carry? I got this cross on my back and it's very difficult. And of course, the gentleman at the door, I get whoever he is, says, oh, I'll put it down there and go find something more manageable for you. And he did, and he put the cross down and he ran away and came back. 2 years had passed, and he said to the same man at the gate, I can't find anything. Hold on. And then he noticed in the corner of his eye, there's a cross that was leaned up on the wall. He throws it on his shoulder and he walked through the gate. Goes, yeah, this is good. We're happy now. Not realizing that what he had done is left it there because he thought something else out there was better for him. It's a long way for that story. What is for you is for you. What his load is to carry through life is for him. Your problems is not necessary. Whatever situation you may be in, I shouldn't say problem because that means it sounds like I'm labeling it. Whatever the situation that you're part of may seem unique and bad, but there's others out there who has a lot worse. And I think if you had that opportunity to find out that somebody else out there has gone through worse crap than you can possibly imagine, and yours is not at the top of the list or nor at the bottom, you will have hope to say, yeah, poor guy, that's a bad thing, and move on. And it will help you in a reverse way. It may sound a bit morbid, but we're sort of human beings happier to hear that other people are having a bad time. I don't know why that is. We're weird. And I don't know. Somebody asked me that today. Is it human nature? Why do we rubberneck when we're driving down the highway? Why do we do that? You're driving down the highway and you see an accident. Why are you so curious as to what that? It's an accident and it's probably very bad. But by human nature, we tend to want to know what's happening. And we will look. I've never seen a person who drove past ever an accident at the side of the road. Even a tire, some person's changing the tire, you're still going to take notice of it. So is it because of who we are? We're just observant? Or we're just curious? Or we're just nosy? Why do we do these things? So your situation may be bad, probably. But somebody else out there will have it a lot worse than you. Have we got anything there, sir?
We have just two emails. I know it's a busy weekend for everyone in Canada here. As Don said, he said, I want to wish you a very happy long weekend holiday. And for those listening around the world, it is a holiday weekend here. So a lot of people are out and about. Plus, we do have the Caribbean Festival. So thank you, Don, for that. And lastly, Mike says, I listen to you a lot, Barrington. You are always so positive. You have a gift. It makes people feel real good after they listen to your show. Blessings to you. That's from Mike. And back to you.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mike. And I try to keep positive. I try to keep the head up. You know, I don't want to come out with gloom and doom or whatever that is. I try to keep it positive, and the reason I do that is because dragging your feet and hanging your head down really only feels good for a minute. Maybe a glass of wine will probably even cure you best. But other than that, put it aside, pack up, and move on. Because the pity party is only affecting you. And I'm not saying that if you're not legitimately sick or hurt or down, whatever, you shouldn't take the time that is required to get yourself back up. But staying positive for me, and I said this, thank you very much. I appreciate you addressing this, but because I don't always, you know, you hear me on the radio and I'm probably upbeat and talking positivity, but I too get in my down mood. You know, I am connected to the spiritual world. And when the clouds are cloudy, when the sky's cloudy, I tend to become cloudy. It's just human nature. The roses don't glee and shine in those cloudy days as well. You know, they just hang on waiting for the sun to come back so they could repel this and become awesome. We're the same spiritual. We're connected to everything, and the rain and will affect us as well as the sun, the clouds, and definitely minus 35 in Toronto on a winter's day, January's winter's day. So it does change, and everything changes. But for us, as our mood, we have to live our lives and always to the best of our abilities for two reasons. One, there's somebody looking on and probably want to be inspired by your activities and the things that you do. Secondly, you have to keep your chin up. You have to keep your head up. It's what it's happening. It is going on right now. It's the worst day of your life. You have to keep your head up. Because the minute you look up, you have this hope and wanting to step forward. The minute you look down, you've just thrown in the towels and the fight's over and you probably didn't win. Positivity is the way to be. Try to adapt this principle into your life. Your glass is always half full. Woo-hoo! You know, do it that way. And gloom and doom, and it could have been worse. And don't label it. Just say, you know, this is the person that I am, and I'm a happy-go-lucky, everyday kind of guy. So what that somebody hit my car this morning? Frustrates me. And then you let it go, and you move on to who you are. Because if you hang out in that little negative pool, cesspool for long, it becomes you. If you're mad at that person for a long time, it becomes you. Whatever it is that you hold in your thoughts, in your heart, the body walks towards it. So if it's positivity, greatness, good vibes, good friends, good weather, you will react accordingly. And if you just don't see the greatness in life and you start beating yourself up with negativity, you will also feel the beating of what you've brought on. You're whooping yourself with your own stick. Stop it. And wake up. Thank you very much for that, Mike. And this is why I stay positive. Our glass is always half full, at least. Don, thank you very much. Wishing us a happy Caribana weekend, Caribbean Festival weekend. I think they're trying to change the name, but we know it as Caribana. I'll probably die saying Caribana, meaning that I'm not going to change what I know about it. It was fun. It's a lot of big party that goes on throughout the city. Some don't enjoy it because, like every other big party, it does get jammed up and clustered and whatnot, and you may have an incident, but it's life. It is not you. It's not your day. It's not how you're supposed to be. Go out and in love. Have a great time. And like I said, we get people from all around the world coming here to appreciate this great festivities that we call Caribana. Thank you very much for wishing that on us, Don, and for everybody else. And if you ever have an opportunity, hey, it happens every year, the first weekend of August every year, just so you know, in case you wanted to come and check it out. Anyway, going back to what we're talking about today, I want to spend some time, and I said earlier about talking about spirituality and connecting to it and connecting to it through meditation. This is what we have to do. What it does, it allows you to connect. It allows you to connect. In doing so, there's a lot going on in our everyday lives. And we pick up, we see tons of things on our phones. We see minutes, seconds of all the stuff we're taking in and taking in. We have conversations. We get calls. We're rubbernecking on the 40. We're doing so much from day to day that we need to take a break. We need to slow it down. We need to stop for a minute and just breathe. Because we're constantly on the go. Some of us are so busy running, we may have to take a pill to fall asleep and then try to take another one or a cup of something to wake you up. That is unnatural. So we're going all the time. go, go, go. This start, this party, this event, this, you just go. When is your time, your downtime? If you don't have that in your space, then we suggest that you learn how to take a few moments of a day just to collect your thoughts, just to slow down, just to relax, just to be able to breathe. Feel your tummy go in and out. Feel your heart beat if you can. Listen to the ocean or try to hear it if you can. You have to be able to rejuvenate, slow it down, and just get your time so you don't get too caught up with the activities. And if you've been working at this company for how many years and it's been your primary focus, you wake up, you have a routine like a robot, not disrespecting anything, but within that time, you have to find a spot to relax and take it easy for yourself. I remembered when I was in my early 20s, we graduated, we went for this one job, and we saw the senior members of the company that was hiring us, and we said, no way, because they had been in that routine cycle for such a long time that they've become a product of that environment. We saw them, we were in our 20s, we're loud, and you know, yahooing it, high-fiving it to each other because of this great job opportunity that presented itself. And then we had to decline it because we saw ourselves in this huge company for, I think it's Canadian National, for our lifetime. And we were the men. And good enough for us that we realized at this entrance level, that's where we're going to end up. And I said, no, I didn't want to become a product of that environment. I'm saying all this because I'm talking to you about meditation and you're allowing yourself to not to become wrapped up or caught up or be a product of the environment, not to be the wind, the feather in the wind when the wind never stops blowing. You can't be the feather in the wind because the wind is continually blowing, which means you're continually being governed or dictated or told how to do, what to do, when to do, where to go, where to come, and when to stop. Take time of your day to control your actions. Take a little bit of time of your day to sit still, humble yourself, be quiet, however you want to do. Release the day's activity from the brain. Allow the brain to have a chance to breathe. To say, thank you, you know. And allowing yourself to do that will keep you more on point as to who you are. But you need to create that moment, minutes for yourself. That's why we say about meditation. It's important. It's boring as heck to begin, but it is so satisfying and so rewarding once you grab it. And then you're doing it all the time. Wake up towards that. You're getting a lot of thoughts in, and the whole idea behind it is not to have any thoughts at all. Don't try that. It's not going to happen. I've never heard it happen in the next day or the next week or so, but the step to accomplish 1,000 steps, it starts with one, something to that effect. So you have to be able to allow yourself to learn the practice or the art of it, to master it. Imagine you wanting to play an instrument that you don't know how to play. You have to put some time in it to practice it, and eventually you master it. This is what meditation does. You master your own life. Sit down for a minute or 3 minutes and try not to have a thought of all. It is going to be impossible to do that, but we're trying to minimize the 50 to the 30 to the 20 to the 1 to the none. So you're doing this countdown, this takes practice, and you just empty all of what happened yesterday, because at this particular moment, it's not relevant. That's what we're saying. Take some time, take a pause, breathe between the activities. So you finish work, take a minute. You finish playing squash, take another minute. You're going from activity to activity, and the brain is not getting the opportunity to say, hey, I need to breathe. Well, you need to just sit back, relax, take it easy, and allow yourself to practice on meditation and learn on meditation of how to be productive and on meditation. And it helps you. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit today because we drift away all the time. One quick second. Do we have any emails there, Gary?
We just have two more, and they're both the same, basically. Fred okay. said, happy long weekend to an excellent radio show and Barrington. That's from Fred. And Gail said the same thing, basically. She said, happy long weekend. Hope you get to do what you want to do. And that's from Gail, and back to you.
Okay, thank you for that. Gail, if it's the same Gail, I get an email from her on a regular, and we always pop it back and forth. Anyways, thank you very much, both of you, Farrell and Gail, for your happy weekend, long weekend request. I am appreciating all of it. Don, you as well. We're loving it. It's great. It's summer. Everything's fine. We're having fun. The festival's down here, and I'm finishing the show. Actually, I've got to prepare for a picnic tomorrow, but I'm finishing the show, and I'm going to go downtown and check out the festivities just to say that I was there. Anyway, thank you very much for that. We're talking about email. We're talking about wanting to vent and get out and wanting to break yourself out of the loop that you might be in, wanting to change the life that if you're not, that you live in, if you're not fully enjoying it. We want to create all this for you. Sorry, I just had a hiccup. And we want you to appreciate the fact that living as human being is an honor to you to have this experience. It is your honor to be able to come here to experience all that there is, to experience in a physical manner what life is all about. I said this a long time ago. There's a movie out there. I watched, it's a cartoon, animated cartoon movie, and it's about soul. And it was one of the closest movies I've seen in pointing out how the rotation of life occurs. Closest I've ever seen. And I've read and seen a lot. Now, this one is cool. It's called Soul. It's by Walt Disney. If you have an opportunity, pop it in and check it out. And you could see how the rotation of life actually happens. So when I did see this movie, as I did mention it on the show as well, but it's amazing. So check it out. We have to be able to understand our journey through this life. We have to be able to get into spirituality and don't walk around aimlessly being the feather in the wind. That is a waste of your time. So into some, you know, forgive those as best as you can. Carry around hardship or resentment is only impacting you. The give forgiveness is important. And I know we've talked about this on the show before. It's hard to do. But if you knew the value of it all, it's hard not to do it. So make that decision. I've always said, what would a wise man choose? Happiness is what we seek. Living spiritually is how we want to get through our everyday. I thank all the people who has called in and who's emailed in and supported the show for the longest time. We're in a place we're trying to grow this. We want you understanding that you are a family. We are a family. We're all created the same way by the same method. And we're attached to each other because we're on the same planet in the same universe. So that makes us the same. It's all the same. And if you're thinking for 1 minute that you're different, I know you're the same. And if you're better, no, you're the same. Or if you're more blessed, no, you are the same. And just because you choose to dance on the right leg, another person chooses to dance on the left leg, you're both dancing on a leg. Something to that effect. But I'm just saying that we're all the same. We're all connected to the same thing. We're all reactive to the same thing. Like the ocean feeds many different fish. And you'll notice the ones in that part of the ocean is different than the ones who are in this part of the ocean. But they have one common denominator among them. That the fact that they're fish, maybe, and they all live in the same pool or ocean. And they're all created the same way. Just like we are. We're all created the same way. Thank you very much. I'm going to wind it up, wrap it up right now. Thanks to everybody who's always been a part of the show, supporting us from day one. Thanks, everyone, for coming. I appreciate you spending a lot of time with us, and for everybody else to have an opportunity to go out there and enjoy the Caribana Festival, because you can, if you're close enough. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
For listening to the Barrington Awaken Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.